Willie. How are you getting on? Long time no speak. Last time I spoke to you, a big night down in Tunnery's before Christmas a few years ago. A fantastic crowd there. Great night of darts. And it's back on the circuit again for you.
Yeah, good now, thanks. Yeah, it's been a while now since we had a chat. It's been a while. But yeah, we'll be up there now this week coming. We'll have a bit of crack again.
Now, talk to me about, it's an exhibition, but you're going to get a chance to talk to people, and we have two places to give away a little bit later on in it. But how's the, I mean, obviously you were at the World Championship before Christmas. What's been happening to you since then?
I've been on the Pro Tour there, doing a bit. We're travelling all over the UK and Europe. Starting all over again, really, back to qualifiers to try and make the World Championships again for next year and the European Tour Championships, and been busy now, really, yeah.
And they now, for someone who's outside the top 16, you have to qualify, obviously. What do you need to do? Do you need to get enough ranking points then to have a shout at making Ali Pally? I mean, you've done it every year since 2018. I'm just looking to see. No, there's no gap in between. So, you know, would you be fairly confident of making it through?
Well, I'll do my best anyway, and that's all I can do, you know. I'll keep my head down and hopefully I get the nod at the end of the year. That's all I can do. I'm not going to try and put the jinx on myself now, but hopefully I will. Like, I'd expect to, like, yeah.
And, I mean, how busy have you been? As you mentioned, you've been on the Pro Tour, so you're involved in tournaments nearly every single weekend. There's a hell of a lot of travelling involved in that, but all of the course is necessary because it's ranking points that matter, isn't it?
That's it. You have to be there, and if you're not there, it might be that one time that you don't turn up, that's the one that could stop you from qualifying. So you have to stick to it and get as many as you can.
Now, talk to me. You're obviously inside, as I say, on the tour and all of that stuff. Luke Littler, were you surprised at his rise to fame or his meteoric? I mean, I think he won the Irish Open the year before last. So it wasn't a major shock to darts fans or those who would be kind of inside the know. What was your take on it?
It was a shock, I suppose. I knew he was a good dart player, like. But I don't think he'd been playing as well as he had done until he reached the World Championships. And I don't know what it did, but obviously it helped his confidence or whatever. And he just found that extra gear, and he hasn't looked back since. So fair play to him. It's great to see. And hopefully more young players now can come on and do the same thing.
I see Dylan Dowling is involved in the some of the PDC Pro Tour events at the minute from Galway. So Dmitry Zhukov has been doing the same. I'm just using the Galway lads, for example. I know Martin Heenahan's been involved as well from Mayo. So there is a kind of a new generation of players starting to come through the ranks, which is, it's great for the sport because people kind of can relate to them.
Yeah, it's great. There's a lot of new players coming on, and you know, hopefully a few of them now can break through. And they're all young players as well, you know, so they've all got long careers ahead of them if they can make that next step. So it's great to see, and it's good to follow as well.
Now let's talk about Friday night. You're in the Oakland Hotel in Glenamaddy. That plans to be a good one because you'll be obviously playing on the night. You will have a bit of crack as well while it's on. What can people expect?
Well, they can expect to have obviously a good bit of crack. We'll do a few exhibition shots and we'll all have a good time, hopefully, and we'll see. Sure, hopefully I don't get bait too much in the same too much out on that night, but lads have a few chances to beat me, and we'll see if they can do it.
Yeah, well, that's the fun part because you know, when guys go up onto the hockey in front of a crowd of their friends and they're up against someone like yourself, they can be quite cocky before it starts, but that cockiness kind of disappears very quickly once they make the walk, and I think that's the fun part of exhibitions like this.
Well, it is, because I tell you, if I see anyone being that cocky, I tell you one thing, I hope they can keep it together, because we'll have a bit of crack with them if they don't.
Oh God, yeah, and I saw it in Tunnery's myself that particular night. Now, as I said, we are going to give away two spots. So if I'm going to give away two of them. So one each. If a person fancies their chances of taking you on. Friday night. Now is their opportunity. We're going to give them a question. They answer it. We'll pick two winners and they'll be making their way down to Glan on Friday night to take you on. So I think, you know what, I've mentioned your nickname about 10 times since I started this piece, and that's the one we're going to, if they don't know it by now, well, then check their hearing. Willie O'Connor has a very, very distinct nickname. What is it? 086-3833-553 086-3833-553. I want his nickname. I want your name. And obviously, your number and email address would be very important as well. Willie, just what's next for you coming up? We're kind of moving into the summer, so some guys do take a little bit of time out and then kind of build themselves up again to get going again come August, September. Is that what you're planning on doing?
No, I'm going to keep the head down and keep going. I'll just head down all the way until I get to the end of it. And that's it.
And are these nights like Friday night now kind of a also, you know, great preparation for you as well, because you're getting match play? I know it's exhibition, I know a bit of crack is involved in it, but you do get a bit of an opportunity to play some darts under a little bit of pressure as well, so it's good preparation.
Yeah, it's good crack, and it's nice to go out and meet new people as well and see the youth coming through and meet them and see, you know, see the new talent that's coming through and put it to the test. And it's a good night, and it's a good night for the spectators as well, and it's just a good night. It's just an enjoyable night, and I enjoy them, like.